Hello, and welcome to On the Leading Edge with Leading Edge Real Estate, where we explore what it takes to build and operate a successful real estate brokerage, how to grow and scale your real estate business, and how to market and promote yourself to become the go-to real estate expert in your community. At Leading Edge, we understand and truly believe in a holistic approach to work and life, and we help real estate professionals get there through state-of-the-art technology, innovative training, and a culture that empowers all to flourish. Let's get started.
Welcome to On the Leading Edge. I'm Linda Okoneski, CEO of Leading Edge Real Estate, and I'm here today with...
Ramsey Fretz, also with Leading Edge. Thanks for having me on.
We're going to have fun today, and we're going to redefine real estate this way, all right? Let's think about smart things, because we want to start to draw parallels about what's going on in the universe of real estate and what's going on in the real world, because they're pretty disconnected sometimes. Isn't it true that the search experience for buyers in real estate has been really transformational in the last decade?
Well, I would certainly say that, one of the major values of a real estate agent years ago was that they had access to listings first. At this point, when I sit down with a client, I always let them know a six-year-old can probably find just about as many listings as I can. And so our value proposition has really started to change in the last couple of years because everyone's going on to Zillow, Trulia, Hotpads, all of the different sites, and that's not where our value is anymore.
It absolutely isn't. So the world is getting smart. Name some things that are smart now, Rams.
I think it's definitely one of the big buzzwords. Smart homes, smart technology, smart thermostats, smart diapers. I don't know if people have heard about those as well, but you can actually know when your kid does number one and number two now.
Yeah, you can follow your baby's routines. Pampers has just put this out.
It is the official, I would say, 2019, 2020 push of how can we take something that's standard and turn it into the I or the smart or those kind of buzzwords in the beginning of it?
All these things have gotten smart, and yet the real estate transaction, I don't want to say it's dumb, but I will say that it is...
Inefficient.
Inefficient. We're used to iPhones and smartphone technology, and we're still practicing real estate on the Palm Pilot, maybe even the typewriter.
Well, I think about it best this way is, the real estate process has not gotten any faster. There's more efficiencies with, e-signatures and, we just opened up a deposit link, so we have ways to drop off checks digitally now instead of chasing around at different offices. But I know that if a Uber takes me more than 4 minutes, sometimes I want to recall it because that's too long. And so when you think about how quickly the new generation wants things to be done and how slow our process is, that disconnect is starting to create a lot of issues and a lot of, expectations that aren't really met by the agents anymore.
People want information as early as possible, like the toothbrush that is going to start to tell us when we have a cold before we even have a sniffle. That's what's happening. So we need to adapt. The world has changed so dramatically. Consumer behavior is changing. And I know that, like all these disrupting businesses out there, the big ones, everyone talks about Uber and Airbnb and Lyft, and there's a whole bunch, but the one that's really got my attention is Rent the Runway. It is, my daughter, Catherine, is a big Rent the Runway early adopter. She received an email yesterday that had she bought all the clothes that she had rented, it would have cost her $114,000.
Over a year period?
Over a 1 year period.
Oh, wow.
What they're doing, they've put your closet in the cloud, right? They're thinking about disrupting business. Right now, people aren't going to the dry cleaners much because the local dry cleaners are going to not go out of business, but they're not servicing as many clothes if there's 11 million people on Rent the Runway. People are changing. We have other things that are really changing. The Apple Watch. And I know you wear really sophisticated, fancy pants watches, Ramsey, but for some of us who are just addicted to our Apple Watch, it does change your behavior. All of a sudden, you're running up and down the stairs because you got to make your calories or you got to get your standing hour. We're starting to watch it for making sure we close our rings and we make sure we get to exercise class. The technology is changing the way we interact with the world, and we want to make it easy, which brings us to the new thing in real estate, or the new way we need to drive business, has to be much more frictionless. Nobody has ever said during a real estate transaction, boy, this was easy, piece of cake, how convenient, I can't wait to do that again. Do you remember? Okay, let's just confess, Ramsey's my nephew. We'd work together a lot. When Nana said, who also was in the business, why do we do this to people after she sold her house?
Oh, I remember it very well. And I have bought and sold recently, and I even bought and sold in my same building, and it was still terrible. And it was with my team, and it was with the best people possible. But, you know, when you're going through a transaction, and if it starts well, your next assumption is, when is it going to go wrong? And you expect, and you tell every single client that every single leg of the way where there's going to be either a negotiation or some kind of contract dispute, whether it's the offer, inspection, purchase and sale, those are friction points. And those friction points are really unchanged, I would say, in the industry in the last 20 years, unlike the rest of the friction points for how quickly transactions usually happen now.
Right. Well, you know, if you can order shoes on Zappos and then return them frictionlessly, just slap another label on, send it back, won't cost you a dime. People want service. And here's the other thing, trying to get a loan now. So if you tried to buy a house today, how long would it take you to get you there?
You know, if everything goes absolutely perfect, 30 to 35 days right. from when the contracts are signed initially.
If, you know, short of cash, that's kind of what it takes. I know you can rush it beyond that. But I could go buy a car for the same price. It's some fancy pants car, if someone let me buy it, go and put money down in the morning, right, on the car. They would get my title all set. They would have the plates on that car by afternoon and the financing done. And I could take that car and drive it to Mexico or Canada or over any border and take away, you know, use it as my getaway car. And yet a house takes so long. There are better ways to move money and find things out. And that's happening in real estate really quickly. You know, when you see that we've got blockchain for real estate, there's 9 or 10 companies out there. They're called Proppy or Smart Realty or ShelterZoom that are doing, taking everything in your financial life and putting it in separate buckets. It's called a decentralized ledger. And it knows what you did when you filed your taxes. It knows your credit score. It knows your balances on every one of your credit cards. It knows whether what your current mortgage is. It knows if you have student loans. It knows everything. And as a result, it is changing the way people are borrowing money. There is artificial intelligence now that reads tax returns and spits out exact income after the deductions. There's now artificial intelligence robots at some mortgage companies that in 10 minutes does the title, spits out what the fees will be, it creates what mortgage insurance will be, it does all the desktop underwriting, it pulls the credit, it finds the right product, it orders or does the appraisal and issues a pre-approval in 10 minutes.
And one of the things about that 10-minute process, though, is that is the new technology that we have today, but that is a complete disconnect from the actual regulations that are required to go through this process. I remember I recently refinanced, and I work with this lender constantly. He's a fantastic lender. I still had to explain via a letter why I got a $100 check from someone. And now, the check was a reimbursement for, I think it was a Celtics ticket or something like that. But the level of how far they have to go into your finances is completely uncorrelated to the actual efficiencies of these new companies that are coming in. And a lot of buyers are seeing that, where they expect this to go really quickly. They hear from their lender that they can get pre-qualified, not just pre-approved, which means that the underwriting is basically done on the person, and it's just that, you know, towards the multifamily condo or single family that needs to get that approval. But it really doesn't speed up the process too much because of the amount of checks and because of the amount of red tape that still happens in our industry.
I think that people are going to have a little bit more grace on those things. Those are individual companies that I think have old habits of wanting to track down everything, when at the end of the day, if I have awesome credit and I have a history, people are going to say, you're a good bet a lot faster. They're going to start using this artificial intelligence to say, you know, because we've all seen loans take hold and be approved, only see them not paid back. So that old efficient, you know, inefficient system doesn't always work either.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so we're talking about frictionless, you know, and people are willing to pay for it. We know people are willing to pay extra. Matter of fact, if you were going to turn your car in today, because you had your eyes on a shiny new vehicle, a lot of people are willing to take a hit.
You know, I know that if I sold my car today, I would make more, probably 5, maybe 10% more if I sold it privately. But the thought process for me of, and the time value of money lost of meeting people, test drives, making sure it's clean, making sure that I have all the service records in order is so stressful to me on a sense that I have no interest in selling a car. I don't want to sell a car very often, then I'm just going to bring it to the dealer. Now I'm going to negotiate the best I can at that dealer. I might go to multiple dealers, but I know that I am not going to try to maximize my potential sale value. I'm going to try to maximize the efficiency for me to get into a new car. And we are starting to see that a lot in real estate, and we're starting to see it in pretty surprising ways. There has always been a very strong, without going into the details of what people charge, but there's always been a very strong commission squeeze as this market has gotten very strong, and because there are so many brokers in the market. And so we always see these numbers that we expected to kind of continue trailing down, but there's an incredible amount of new industry that's coming in where they're charging one time, two times, three times the standard fee structure to make sure that someone can buy and sell at the same time and not have to worry about it. To buy your house and close whenever you want, like Zillow.
That's our whole next podcast.
Oh, fantastic.
We're going to completely focus on that in our next podcast, which is great. But I think the point we want to make here now is that people will pay for convenience. You know, if you walk in your hotel room and you feel like some gummy bears, all of a sudden you'll pay $8 for them. And you would never do that if you were in CVS.
Absolutely not. And so when you're talking about that convenience as well, I think it's also important to remember that it doesn't even have to be about the actual commission structure, and it doesn't have to be about how much someone's actually charging for their service. It's how are you integrating that convenience into the transaction for you. And if you're not completely focused as a broker on making sure that your clients have the most efficient system possible, then I think we're going to get left behind. And a lot of the times, because brokers can get paid a lot on any individual transaction, we have this need and we have this feeling that we need to show our value through showing all the things that go wrong, through showing all of the challenges that we face. And at this point, people don't really want to hear it. They want to get it done, and they want to get it done quickly.
Yeah. We all value our time, and we're trying to avoid the headaches. Now we've got billions and billions of dollars coming into real estate. Wall Street has been looking at the big commission dollars, estimated at, you know, $70 billion worth of commissions every year. They want a piece of that action. And they think they can come in with technology and create another experience for buyers and sellers. So we're going to talk about that in our next podcast next week.
Sounds great. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it too. I'm Linda Okoneski, and this is On the Leading Edge, Redefining Real Estate. Thanks for joining me, Ramsey.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us. If you like our podcast, we'd love it if you'd subscribe and leave us a review. Check us out at leadingedgeagents.com or like us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of On the Leading Edge.